Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu an. Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu an, one of the handful of people who first embraced Islam, had been one of the closest people to our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam throughout his life. He was the son-in-law of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the third caliph. Because he was twice honored with being the son-in-law of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was called Tun Nuryan, Zun Arayn, meaning the possessor of two lights. He participated in all the struggles of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam except the Battle of Badr. When Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu an embraced Islam, he was subjected to torture by the idolaters. When migration to Ethiopia was allowed, he became one of the first immigrants to Ethiopia, together with his wife Mrs. Ruqayya, our Prophet's sallallahu alaihi wasallam daughter. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu an, communication of Islam became instrumental in Hazrat Uthman's radiyallahu an embracing Islam. He was one of the precious companions of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was exemplary to all Muslims with his superior moral qualities and beautiful speech. Apart from his refined and influential manner of speaking, he had an extraordinarily retentive memory, and he committed the Holy Quran to memory. Having a very profound knowledge of hadith, he also made great services to Islam by writing and recording the revelations. Hazrat Uthman's radiyallahu an, spending in the way of Allah. Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu an, who was engaged in commerce before converting to Islam, was a wealthy and greatly respected merchant of his tribe. When he was honored with Islam, he spent his entire wealth, which Allah had granted him for the spread of Islam and the welfare of Muslims. In a time when there was a water shortage in Medina, he paid 20,000 dirhams, which was quite a sum of money for that time, to buy the well of Ruma and donated it to the service of Muslims who were paying for the water taken from this well. He was also the person who met all the needs of the army, consisting of 10,000 Muslims, who would participate in the expedition to Tabuk. This aside, in a time when there was famine in Medina, Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu an purchased 100 loads of wheat that arrived from Damascus by camel and distributed them to the needy and the companions of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina. Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu an superior services as a caliph. Following the martyrdom of Hazrat Umar radiyallahu an, Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu an was chosen as caliph by a committee. Because he was considered deserving of this duty by the Islamic community, nobody objected to this decision and everyone offered allegiance to him. Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu an no doubt rendered one of his most important services in spreading the morality of Islam during his caliphate by ordering the production of multiple copies of the text of the Quran as it exists today and sending them to all the Muslim provinces. During the time of Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu an, the copies of the Quran were produced. A copy was left in Medina, and others were sent to Mecca, Damascus, Kufa, Basra, Egypt, and other provinces. Due to this honorable and great service of Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu an, he was given the name Nashri al-Quran, meaning the one who spreads the Quran. During his caliphate, Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu an achieved many other great accomplishments, one of which was the establishment of the first Muslim navy on the coasts of Syria that made its first expedition to Cyprus. Following this first naval triumph, other expeditions were made to other islands in the Mediterranean in the following years, with great victories following these expeditions. During his military expeditions, both on land and sea, and as a requisite of the morality of Islam, Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu an always assumed a just and compassionate attitude. He observed the rights of the people of the book and treated them with compassion and justice. During the conquest of Dabil, Divin, which was an Armenian city during the caliphate of Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu an, he granted indemnity to the Christians, Jews, and Zoroastrians living in the city and guaranteed the protection of their sanctuaries. The following letter, which Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu an wrote to the financial and administrative authorities when he became the caliph, reveals his understanding, which was in full conformity with the morality of the Quran. Almighty Allah had created nothing for a vain purpose. He created everything as right. Therefore, He accepts nothing but the right. Take whatever you take as right, and give those things that you give away to the needy. Be especially attentive to honesty. Conduct yourself honestly. Almighty Allah has created nothing for a vain purpose. He created everything as right. Therefore, he accepts nothing but the right. Take whatever you take as right, and give those things you give away to the needy. Be especially attentive to honesty. Conduct yourself honestly, and don't be the one violating it. For those violating it also understand, Mark, Almighty Allah has created nothing for a vain purpose. He created everything as right. Therefore, he accepts nothing but the right. Take whatever you take as right, and give those things you give away to the needy. Be especially attentive to honesty. Conduct yourself honestly, and don't be the one violating it, for those violating it also undertakes the sins of those coming later. Be attentive to be loyal. Do not violate the rights of the orphan, and comply with the conventions. Be aware that Allah is hostile to those who oppress the orphan. Mark, Almighty Allah had created nothing for a vain purpose. He created everything as right. Therefore, he accepts nothing but the right. Take whatever you take as right, and give those things you give away to the needy. Be especially attentive to honesty. Conduct yourself honestly, and don't be the one violating it, for those violating it also undertakes the sins of those coming later. Be attentive to be loyal. Do not violate the rights of the orphan, and comply with the conventions. Be aware that Allah is hostile to those who oppress the orphan. This aside, he always allowed the repair of demolished churches and the construction of new ministries and synagogues. Mark, this aside, he always allowed the repair of demolished churches and the construction of new ministries and synagogues. During the caliphate of Hazrat Uthman, radiallahu anh, the Muslim army had great victories against the Byzantine Empire and Armenia, Caucasia, Khorasan, Marrakesh, Kerman, Africa, and many others were included in the territories of the Islamic State. The first sermon of Hazrat Uthman, radiallahu anh. When Hazrat Uthman, radiallahu anh, came to the pulpit to preach his first sermon, he told the following after giving thanks to Allah. Muslims, you are indeed living in the blessings of peace and security in Islam. You have come to the end of your lives with this blessing. May your life end with goodness. Day and night you have struggled with all your might and main. But be well aware that the yeast of this world is decisive. May the life of this world not deceive you. Do not be proud towards Allah, and take lessons from those who preceded you. Do not be idle and insensitive. Be alert. Allah is not heedless. Now where are those men of means who preceded us and loved this world, felt attached to it, and had palaces everywhere? Has this world ever remained faithful to them? Take at least lessons from it, and do not overestimate this world which Allah despises. Get prepared for the hereafter, which is your eternal abode. Hazrat Uthman, radiallahu anh, concluded his sermon saying, there is a good example in the following verse and read, I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Make a metaphor for them of the life of this world. It is like water which we send down from the sky, and the plants of the earth combine with it, but then become dry chaff scattered by the winds. Allah has absolute power over everything. Surat Al-Kahf 45. Wise words of Hazrat Uthman, radiallahu anh. Take heed from the past and work for the good. Almighty Allah granted this world to you so that you can seek the life of the hereafter. He did not grant it to you so that you feel inclined to it. Hurry for the good deeds you can do before death catches up with you. O people, avoid opposing the commandments of Allah, for avoidance from opposing Allah's commandments is a loot. A servant of Allah should fear from being resurrected blind, although he was the one able to see. A single word is sufficient for the one who understands wisdom. Those who are deaf in soul already do not hear the right. Be aware that the person fears nothing if Allah is with him. The news of Hazrat Uthman's radiallahu anh martyrdom was given by our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent a messenger to Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anh to call him, and when he came he told him, you will be murdered and die a martyr. Be patient. Allah will give you patience. Mark. The news of Hazrat Uthman's radiallahu anh martyrdom was given by our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent a messenger to Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anh to call him, and when he came he told him, you will be murdered and die a martyr. Be patient. May Allah give you patience. Never take off the shirt of caliphate that Allah will put on you for 10 years and 6 months. While Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anh was leaving, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, "May Allah grant you patience. You will be martyred while you will be fasting, and you will break your fast with me." Hazrat Uthman radiallahu an was martyred on 35 Hijr, the year 657 according to the Gregorian calendar, by some rebels in his home. Our Prophet's sallallahu alaihi wasallam words about Hazrat Uthman radiallahu an: "Uthman is the one with the most sense of shame in the Ummah and the most graceful. Every prophet has a companion in the garden. My companion there is Uthman. My Lord, remove Uthman's grief and sorrow on the Day of Judgment, for he will remove martyr. My Lord, remove Uthman's grief and sorrow on the Day of Judgment, for he removed much of our grief. Uthman is from me, and I am from Uthman."
www.harunyahya.com